agencies are on track to close almost 1,000 data centers by December 2013. That's through the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative. But whether or not agencies achieve the expected $3 billion in savings is unclear. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now to tell us why the Office of Management and Budget is struggling to track the data center savings. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, is this problem just a matter of not being able to track savings, or are there deeper problems with the management of this initiative?
From what the witness said yesterday at the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations, it seems to be a much deeper problem than just a, like, can we or can't we track savings from the desktop, the data center consolidation initiative. David Powner is the director of IT management issues at the Government Accountability Office. He says OMB, the General Services Administration, and the FDCCI task force are all struggling in their respective roles.
OMB, GSA, and the task force, and they've done some things well. OMB has actually set the goals well, and we've got the ball rolling on internet, driving it to closure. GSA, they have a program office that's responsible for plans and inventories. Our work over there shows that plans and inventories have not been complete. Okay, we got agencies like DOT, where FAA wasn't reporting their traffic control facilities. And then when you look at what Mr. Mazar is doing, I think he's done a great job with the task force and the like. But we pointed out the peer review process was not where it needed to be. So all three organizations, we felt, needed to do more from a leadership perspective.
Now, in the GA report to go along with the hearing, auditors found that while OMB put in place a governance process, it has several weaknesses. GAO says the weaknesses in oversight are due in part because OMB is not ensuring that CIOs and others in agencies with the assigned responsibilities for closing and managing these data centers are executing them. Now, GAO says improved oversight could better position OMB to assess programs against their cost savings and minimize the risk. And additionally, OMB's March 2013 memo made the major changes to the FDCCI. However, a lot of those oversight responsibilities were not addressed. Now, as for the cost savings themselves, Powner says OMB needs to do a better job in tracking and reporting. Listen to this exchange between subcommittee ranking member Jerry Connolly and Powner about data center savings.
At the moment, are you satisfied that OMB has consistent methods of evaluation to capture cost and cost savings with respect to data centers?
No, I'm not. We're not. In fact, what OMB told us is that they were not tracking cost savings and that the savings were minimal. So if you're going to establish a goal of closures and cost savings, we need to then track that and ensure that we actually drive it to closure. We have a lot of good plans in D.C. at times in the IT area. What we don't do is implementing them completely. And also, folks aren't held accountable to implement it completely. This is a prime example.
Well, if they're not tracking cost savings, what do they think the consolidation effort is for?
That's a very good question, Mr. Chairman. So we did not agree. That's why we made the recommendation in our report that cost savings needs to be front and center in terms of metrics. And we can talk about optimization goals and all this other stuff, but we're optimizing the stuff that remains. Okay, all that closures, and even if those are all small wiring closets, 800 of them, there's a lot of money to be had with those.
Now, because of the potential and lack of current metrics, GAO recommended that OMB extend the period of savings beyond 2015. He says the out-year cost could be significant since closing data centers and measuring the savings take time. Now, I asked OMB for comment on this issue, and they sent me an email from an OMB official that says, the integration of the Federal Desktop Center Consolidation Initiative and Portfolio Stat is critical because data centers are a means to an end, a way to deliver optimized infrastructure services to engage agencies to meet their missions. And the more holistic measurement will enable a more comprehensive analysis of resources used and efficiencies realized. OMB also commented on the GAO report separately, agreeing with the idea that they do need to track savings, but neither disagreeing or agreeing on the recommendation to extend the period beyond 2015.
And Jason, OMB just redid the whole thing by merging FDCCI and the portfolio stat. So what's going to be different from now on?
Well, that's the issue here. There's no longer about just closing data centers. Yes, they want some close, but it's really about this optimization of the hardware and the buildings. OMB wants agencies to decide which are core data centers and which are considered non-core data centers. And then for those non-core data centers, they want to either A, move them into core data centers, or move the software that's running in them into the cloud. Bernie Mazur is the Interior Department's CIO and chairman of the FDCCI task force. He describes how the task force is helping agencies measure optimization by developing 9 metrics.
So some of the metrics that we're looking at are is how much virtualizing we've done of the boxes. And we're establishing a standard for the U.S. government. We're looking at metrics in terms of how much floor space that we're using. We're looking at metrics in terms of the energy costs that we are looking at and establishing a baseline for those activities. We also are looking at metrics in terms of what's the ratio of things that are out in the cloud as opposed to the things activities that are on-premise. And right now the task force is engaged in establishing these metrics as a baseline, which will serve as the basis for when the portfolio stat sessions start in the summer, so that agents have a good apples-to-apples comparison of what costs are, what we should subscribe to.
Now, Mazur didn't say when these metrics would be finalized, but you got to figure that's going to be pretty soon as OMB wants to kick off these portfolio stat reviews in the coming month or two.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining us with that update.
Thank you.